referee Colly Doherty blows the final whistle, and well, in all sneaking in the end, Robert Whirley, the Dunloe manager, hands on his head here in disappointment, obviously. But what a dramatic finish we had here. Remember, it was all square, 1-7 apiece at half time. Barry Curran with the goal just at the last kick of the game in the first half, tied up the game after St. Noel had come from behind early on, from 5 points to 3 down at one stage to go 1-4. 1-6 to 7 points in front, and then we had that late goal from Barry Curran. But the second half, well, it wasn't as lively as the first. Pat O'Mogan got the first point for St. Noel's, but then we had 2 quick points from Adrian Hanlon, the former Donegal star, back in the Dunloe lineup, came on a sub just before half time for Dylan Sweeney, who went off injured. Hanlon added one more to it, St. Dunloe 2-1 up again. But then we had 4 great points in quick succession from Stephen Griffin, and they were 1-13 to 1-10 in front before that late rally started by Noel McBride. He pointed from play. Daniel Ward added another, and then we had that late point as well for Dunloe. So it's all over here. Disappointment for Dunloe. To know they'll be happy, and they played Glenfinn next week in the first round, and it's Sean McCool's in McCool Park for Dunloe, but a lot of football still to be played. Final score here in Gerard Gallagher Memorial Park, it's in all the 114, Dunloe 112, 113.